A master consciousness is general. We like to think of all the things that we would like to accomplish by our word, by our thought, by our attitude. And as we think of all the possibilities, we are being very, very confusing in our attitudes of thinking. Now, is this what we really want to do? Do we want to be confusing in our thinking, or do we want to be very specific? Do we want to be very perfect in our thinking? Now, to be specific, sometimes we think it means that it is being about our specific thing. I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Those are what you might call specific things, and yet they're general things. But what is it that really functions most effectively for us? We like the term that Emerson said, get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. Well, to get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits, we have to stop using phrases, we have to stop using words and ideas that have other meanings to us. When we say, I'm whole and perfect, that leaves in our mind that perhaps we're not whole and perfect right now, and we'd like to be whole and perfect. Perhaps we are not expressing the divine in us as well as we could, and we'd like to do that. Now, how can we do that? How can we express the divine in ourselves more completely, more wonderfully, more powerfully than ever before? The question has been brought to me by all of our students from time to time, and they wonder how they can be more effective in their meditations, in their affirmations. How can they be more effective in the way they approach the master consciousness? How can they do it? Well, it's a very easy thing, but we make it into a hard thing. We make it into a hard thing because we are so accustomed to going to our practitioners and telling them our problems, telling them the worries and concerns and the hang-ups that we have, that we never get around to telling them what it is that we really want to experience. A master consciousness is general. Now, you say, all right, what then is it that you mean when you say a master consciousness is general? Well, a master consciousness is general because a master consciousness says all is in divine order now. And divine order sounds good. Divine order sounds right. Divine order sounds a desirable thing. But it does not have any specifics about it. It does not have any specific calling. It is the overall universal aspect of our relationship to our divine self. So when we say, I am a master, when we say all is in divine order, when we say there now is peace on earth and it began with me, the peace on earth sounds good. It sounds like a very noble direction for our thought to go, but actually it's not. Because every time we say there is now peace on earth and it began with me, we're saying the struggle for peace continues. The struggle for the attitude of peace. The struggle to have mankind be in harmony with one another. And perhaps it does begin with us, doesn't it? We want to get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. And the best way we can get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuit is by using terms that are terms we do not understand, terms we do not have titles handled to it. We do not have an imagery about it. We do not really know what it means. But we do know that it is the overall beneficial activity of the principle. The overall beneficial activity of principle is all is in divine order. 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 And how wonderful that is. All is in divine order. When I begin to use that general attitude, I am using a master consciousness to its fullest. When I use that general consciousness, all is in divine order, I am allowing the ideal to be realized in and through me and around me and about me in every wonderful way. And I get my bloated nothingness out of the way of my divine circuits, and everything happens. Boom, boom, boom. Everything just takes place so wonderfully, powerfully, joyfully, magically in my life. But it's only when I get out of the way. Now, all the symbolism that I have, the symbolism that refers to my body, refers to my affairs, refers to my life, refers to my humanity, all that symbolism and the word humanity itself, all that symbolism ties me in a knot. It does not free me to be my master self. It's not a matter of saying all is in divine order. It's a matter of saying bit by bit, divine order is taking place bit by bit. After I name it, after I claim it, after I realize it, this is what we teach. We've been teaching it for years and years and years, and it is true. It works. But it works the long road, the long way. It works in a very unhappy situation because it first calls us to give attention to the problem and then to the solution. It first calls us to give attention to the problem and then to the solution. Now, so long as we have our attention drawn to the problem, so long as we have our attention focused on that which we want to overcome, that which we want to leave behind, that which we no longer want to empower, we are empowering that very thing. We are giving that thing attention. We are giving that thing the right, the authority from within ourselves, the authority from right within ourselves to go right ahead and be. But when you say all is in divine order, then you are using your master consciousness to its highest and best. When you say all is in divine order, then you are using a master consciousness in its general direction. We all like the general direction of a master consciousness because it puts no burden on our thinking system. It puts no burden on our thought. It puts no burden on our awareness. It puts no burden on our... It just is our reality. And as our reality, it is very wonderful. As our reality, it is very spectacular. As our reality, it is the truth about us. Am I ready in my master consciousness to live in truth? Am I ready in my master consciousness to live in the general overall and know that it covers everything? All is in divine order. All is in divine order. What more wonderful fulfillment, what more wonderful awareness, what more wonderful realization could I ever desire for myself than to know that all is in divine order? This is a master consciousness, and this is a general working of the master consciousness. I do not need to see another person doing anything. I do not need to see the problem. I do not need to engage the problem. And most certainly, I don't have to tell the problem to anybody else, even myself. I tell myself I'm whole and perfect. I tell myself I'm in divine order. I tell myself all is in divine order. Forget the whole and perfect. All is in divine order. And if this is what I require to tell myself, it is what I require to tell the world. All is in divine order. I go around with a smile on my face. I go around with joy in my heart. I go around with the realization and the feeling in me that all is beautiful, all is good. I go around with the feeling all is in divine order. Oh, it takes a while. It takes a while putting this new cause in motion for myself in its fullness. But it can be done, and it is done, when I give it my unconditional, unbiased attention. Because then all is in divine order. And when all is in divine order, my life is ideal, my life is perfect, my life is expressing a master consciousness in general. And that's exactly what I want to do now and forevermore. Join me. It's fun.